This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and from the Seven Newsroom, we are joined by Mitch Cleary, JB.
Been good enough to jump on the phone. Been a massive day in news, of course, surrounding Nathan Murphy. Mitch Cleary, what's the latest?
Yeah, told his teammates this morning, Jim, that his 57-game career over 6.5 years is over. Really sad news. On the weekend, he sat down with that medical panel again that told him that the medical advice was for him to retire from the game. Now, he had been cleared by that same medical panel after the grand final last year. That grand final was his 10th concussion. Yep. They gave him the green light, but he had more symptoms, a bit of anxiety sort of over the off-season. And there was a tackle from Nick Daicos at pre-season that probably shone a light on maybe how he wasn't really in the right headspace to be continuing at the highest level. So he'd sat out of training the last couple of weeks and he's pulled the pin. But 57 really influential games and he'll be looked after by the Pies. And I think, given his intelligence on and off field, he's got a bright future ahead.
How's that medical panel made up, mate?
It's all these independent doctors, Bill. So the AFL convenes it, but they're, I don't know the exact number, whether it's 3, 5, something like that, where these medical doctors or concussion experts come in and they literally run through each of his concussions. So he had 10 over his career as a junior and an AFL footballer, and they run through them talking about the symptoms and what went through each of them, and basically come to the decision that, like Angus Brayshaw, and I know Jim has seen that one unfold really closely, that he wasn't fit to continue his career. Now, his brain scans hadn't deteriorated, Nathan Murphy, it's important to know, but what had happened is his symptoms had been up and down, and it was enough to suggest that his time is up. Now, he had this year to run and next year on a contract, so he will be looked after in that. He'll also receive a payout from the AFLPA as part of their hardship fund, plus, I believe he's got insurance. So he will be looked after as a future loss of earnings. So, you know, he's only 24, so he still had years ahead of him. He will be looked after. Plus, he's got the cafe in Hawthorn. They're branching out into Elwood, I understand. He's studying to become a PE teacher and also done some study in the environmental science work. So he's going to be looked after. But they are sort of short now in defence. Darcy Moore's defending on an island now. They went hard at Tom Duday last year. They were really deep into that discussion. He chose Brisbane. Jeremy Howe's 34 next month, so they are going to have to look for someone, and they don't have a first-round pick at the moment. They might have to go for a free agent, Bill, in the off-season
Very
market.
Talented cricketer before taking up football, so he might pick the Kookaburra back up. Ooh. Who knows? Injury news, please, Masai.
Yeah, some big ones around the competition. Ross Lyon said this morning that Max King had to train strongly today to get through and play the Dogs off a 5-day break with that knee injury. No. He didn't train strongly, so expect to see him miss, which is a pretty big game for the Saints and Dogs. We expect Dangerfield to play, come back to that big game up in Brisbane. Zach Bailey, though, really strong performer for the Brisbane Lions. He's out for up to 6 weeks with an ankle injury, and they go to the tribunal tonight with Charlie Cameron. Now, even more important to try and get him off at the tribunal for that tackle. So, a big watch tonight. We'll have that all covered on 7 News tonight.
Oh, you look good too on TV. I must say, Mitchy, you're looking magnificent.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate that. Coming from you, you've done plenty of years on the TV. So it's,
and Bill's never looked magnificent once on television. Also, talking footy, of course.
How well
are you slotted into the news role there, Masai Warrior?
I used to make coffees for Jim, so it's good to share the studio with him now, and appreciate you looking after me on that show, Jim, as always.
Boy from St. Mary's down there in Geelong.
He's a star.
Oh, I know. And just got engaged or married?
Just engaged recently to Kate, who's doing great things working for racing.com in the horse racing space, Bill. So, life's good. Thanks for the pump up.
Mate, you're flying. Well done to you. We'd like to see this. The boy from Geelong. Well done.
Good boy.
Got you, Mitchy.
Appreciate that, Mitch.
Thanks, guys.
You can hear Mitch and all the latest AFL news 6 PM with 7 News as well on Channel 7's The Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.